the confidence that that gives you?
Yeah, it was just a huge emotional win for us. Going on the road, beating a solid team, and finishing it the way we did. Obviously, the defense coming up with a huge stop to hold them to a field goal, and then we were able to drive and score. You know, we needed a win like that. It got us, you know, to three in a row and kind of back on track. And but obviously, we know the task is even tougher this week. You know, playing a team that really handled the Giants pretty well a couple weeks ago. So, you know, we got to move forward, which we will, and get ready for another tough
one. You mentioned playing against another tough team. NFC East teams, are there any preparation style difference for you, or is it just the same as you're playing against an AFC West team?
Well, it's always when you're not as familiar with the NFC and with this division, it always seems to take a little more time to get a feel for them and what they like to do. I think scheme-wise, there's some similarities with Philly and the Giants both. But at the same time, you're not as familiar with the personnel. It's not like a division opponent and a team you play every year. So again, you got to really grind to get a feel for these guys. And I think even if you're in their division, this is a tough, they're as tough as anybody to get a read on because they do so many different things defensively, so many different blitzes. It's a real challenge to get a feel for.
Hey Phil, it looks like they're going to be without a couple cornerbacks. Ellis Hobbs went on injured reserve today, and Joselio Hanton is going to be out for a few weeks with a league-imposed suspension. They're pretty thin there. Is that something you look at when you face a team? I mean, how much do you kind of look at who they have, who they don't have, and prepare how to attack that way?
Well, I think it's certainly the injury report and who's in and who's out and where are they. Certainly, it helps with the preparation throughout the week. But then understanding, obviously, whoever it is that'll have to fill in for those guys or is fully capable. And obviously, you mentioned those two, but then the corners, with Brown and Samuels are already top notch corners. I mean, nine interceptions between the two of them is probably leads the league between two corners. And but certainly, injuries play into everything. Obviously, we've dealt with our fair share this year, and it helps you get an idea of who's going to be on the field in what spots. But, that's a deep team and a team that obviously knows a lot about fighting through adversity over the past few years.
Hey, Sean Phillips is a local guy here from South Jersey across the river. And I know you're on the other side of the football and everything, but you've been around him a while now. Any impressions of the way he plays and what kind of locker room guy he is and just what he brings to the team?
Yeah, he's been a really good player for us the past few years and or his whole career here, really. He's always had an impact. And he's a super, super knowledgeable guy about the game. And I think, he's not just a rusher, outside linebacker or whatever. He knows he has a great feel for offensive schemes and what they try to do. And just is really, I describe him best as just saying he's a football player. And, he's really probably had his best couple of games of the year the last few weeks, he continues to be there for us each and every week, and you see his impact in the sacks and big plays he makes, but he's an every down backer that we're obviously glad he's on our side.
Obviously, everyone knows about Antonio and what he brings to your offense, but talk about Jackson and how much he's emerged over the past couple of seasons.
Yeah, his last few years, this stretch he's been on, it seems like every week he gets better and better, and he's really developed into, we've always thought highly of him, but I think he's starting to get some recognition on the outside as one of the top receivers around, and he's as big and as fast and as strong as they make them, and, he continues to come up big each and every week for us, and his ability's always been there. I think he's as we all do in our career, his understanding of what we're trying to do, the offense, what coverage is, different things, has really taken off over the last 2-3 years, and we really have a great feel for one another out there on the field, and I think it's paid off.
Hey, Philip, in a game like this past week when you're trying to lead a fourth quarter comeback late, what are the type of things, what type of process do you put yourself through mindset-wise to make sure you're not kind of caught up in that moment and keep things calm and yourself focused?
Yeah, well, you know, one thing we do here is we practice that situation every Wednesday with a different amount of time on the clock, maybe one timeout, maybe not, need a field goal, need a touchdown. We do all those scenarios, and we take them very seriously, and it's a competitive drill for us.
What have you noticed about teams covering Gates? Is it, do they do more with the linebacker, more with the safety, a little of both?
Yeah, a little of both. You know, he obviously, I don't think teams like to get him matched up with a linebacker, but you get that occasional opportunity, and you like to, you know, we like to at least think getting that matchup that that he's going to win. And you know, but teams mix it up, and I think now with the continued, you know, guys outside that we have, the presence that we have out there with both Vincent and Malcolm and Legadu in the slot, and the things our backs do, it's really hard to key on one particular guy. And I really think that's what's really helped our passing game, and the you know, the way the ball's been spread around is there are so many guys that can have the ability to make the plays, and there really is no one guy to key on.
You've been around LT your whole career. There's talk, everyone, the national speculation that he's kind of slowing down. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I thought, you know, LT had a heck of an off season at a training camp. That you know, he seemed as healthy and moved as well as he'd moved. And obviously, he dealt with a tough ankle injury first week, you know, week one, and kind of battled through that. And then, you know, we just hadn't been able to get the run going like we like. And then there's many factors. We played some run defenses that are top 3, 4, 5 in the league in consecutive weeks, and you know, we just hadn't been as consistent in the runs we have in the past. But LT, what we see every day is the same LT we've seen for many years, and there's no reason why, you know, he won't bust out here in a week or two or soon with a 100-yard game and continue to have the impact he has. He still I think is a force, and I think that's why you still see defenses playing the things they play, because they still know that he can obviously do what he's always done.
Thanks, Phil.
Okay, guys. Thanks.